Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly shootings kill four U.S. Marines stateside. The four Marines were killed and two other servicemen wounded Thursday in shootings at two military facilities in the southern city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. The gunman who opened fire at the two facilities also was killed. Law enforcement identify the shooter as 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz of Hickson, Tennessee. An FBI source tells VOA that Abdulaziz was Kuwaiti, but was a naturalized U.S. citizen. President Barack Obama became the first sitting president to visit a federal prison, part of his push for fairer justice system and prison reform. He traveled Thursday to El Reno Prison in the midwestern state of Oklahoma.
We've got to be able to distinguish between dangerous individuals who need to be incapacitated and incarcerated versus young people who are in an environment in which they are adapting, but if given different opportunities, a different vision of life, could be thriving the way we are.
President Obama has said that overly harsh sentences are responsible for the doubling of the U.S. prison population over the last 20 years. Twin blasts rocked a market in the northeastern Nigerian town of Gombe Thursday, leaving almost 50 people dead. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attacks that targeted a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping on the eve of the Eid festival, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Kenyan officials say a drone strike in southern Somalia killed 30 members of the Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab, including several top leaders. There's been no comment from U.S. military officials that it was a U.S. drone. This is VOA News. Top American and British diplomats appeared to make little headway Thursday in easing Saudi and Israeli fears about the historic international agreement aimed at keeping Iran from building a nuclear weapon. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his counterpart, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir, whose government is alarmed about the idea with a regional rival, Iran.
We all look forward to an agreement that prevents Iran from acquiring a nuclear capability, that has a robust and continuous inspections regime.
In Jerusalem, Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said he understands Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's concerns about the accord. He admitted that Iran's regional conduct, in his words, have to be dealt with in the months and years to come. Greece won new financial lifelines from its European neighbors that will allow it to reopen its banks on Monday. They have been shut for more than 2 weeks. The European Central Bank increased the cap on its emergency funding for Greek banks by $978 million. Meanwhile, Eurozone finance chiefs agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also open talks on a new three-year $94 billion bailout. Jeroen Dijsselbloem is a Eurogroup president.
It's a good deal because it's a credible deal. It will bring the Greek economy back on track. It will sort out some of the deep problems in Greek society and economy and also in the public sector of Greece. And it's credible also for the other people of the Eurozone, those who have to fund the loans.
The Eurozone finance ministers took the actions just hours after Greek lawmakers approved tough austerity reforms demanded by Greece's creditors. Jurors in the western U.S. state of Colorado found James Holmes guilty of murder in the attack on a suburban Denver movie theater 3 years ago that killed 12 people and left 70 wounded. Holmes, a 27-year-old former neuroscience graduate student from California, could face a death penalty for opening fire inside a midnight premiere of a Batman movie. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush remains hospitalized in fair condition after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. He is at a Portland, Maine hospital not far from the Bush family's summer home in Kennebunkport on the northeastern coast of the United States. Dr. William DeAngelo is the neurosurgeon treating Mr. Bush, who is now 91 years old.
He was in great spirits, as was his family. As his wife said, it takes a lot more than this to knock his spirits down. After being shot down over the Pacific in World War II, she said, this is a small bump in the road.
The former president will be fitted for a neck brace and is not expected to be hospitalized for very long. And talks between North and South Korea over a wage dispute at the Kaesong Industrial Complex ended without an agreement. Money is the big stumbling block.
That's the latest world news from VOA.